American Cattle News. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
It's nice to be in a friendly state, definitely.
That's Jessica Herman, Director of Legal and Regulatory Affairs with the Nebraska Cattlemen based in Lincoln. She's talking about the Nebraska legislators, friendly with ag and the cattle industry.
Absolutely, we do. We've got a lot of number of really friendly ag senators that are located in, you know, rural Nebraska that are really understand the value of the beef industry to Nebraska and to the country. Agriculture is Nebraska's number one industry, so it's nice to be in a friendly state, definitely.
But sometimes there are, on occasion, proposed legislation that doesn't sit well.
Yeah, you know, there's always different regulations that somebody may propose that may not work correctly that we need to take a look at and offer comment. A lot of that occurs actually not so much from the state, but from the local level, just zoning and those types of deals. But from the state, you know, we've got the Department of Environmental Quality, and they have their livestock regulations, and our producers, you know, for the most part, have a pretty good relationship with our state DEQ.
That's the Department of Environmental Quality.
So that helps a lot. They're making sure that, you know, things are working correctly and our folks are doing the same. So it's great.
In more news, John Rogers is with Western Video Market. He's got some things to say about these trade deficits that we hold with some countries.
No reason that we need to run these big deficits with countries like China that wasn't taking any beef from us. And Japan's got 37% tariff on our beef, and there's no reason for it. So I think Trump may smooth it out a little. I was real impressed with the Chinese coming back and say, yeah, we'll buy, because I have long thought that that might be all it takes. Not that you want to get them in there and browbeat them or threaten them, but if you just say, hey, look, we're taking XYZ from you guys, and you can't go into a Harbor Freight or to a Walmart that you buy something that's not made in China. And so you guys are going to have to take some of our ag products. And the other thing that has been a little frustrating is you talk to the rank and file Japanese, and I've greeted tours and give they love our product. Our grain-fed beef, there's nothing like it in the world. And so there's no reason to have a big tariff on it. But when you turn around and see, what are you buying from us, you know?
That's John Rogers with Western Video Market. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.